Hey, thanks for joining us on Kaboom for our special summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
We're now 7 episodes in, so if you're just joining us, go back to episode 1.
You'll hear the case of the flattened tires, the case of the confiscated cards, the case of the headless chipmunk, and today...
the case of the smell of music. Here's part 1. Let's go.
Dear Rip Sturgeon, again, I remind you of your publisher's misspelling of the secretary's name, Marigold. Perhaps you need a new editor. On this end, I'm happy to report our success in retrieving the foam head of our beloved school mascot, the Chipmunk. As a result, others have asked for help, and we are now about to embark on a case to save the musical culture of our institution. I await your reply. I remain, faithfully, your comrade in arms, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Come on, Quentin. Lunch is waiting for us. I can sense it from here.
All right, Sam, but let's not get too focused on food.
Why wouldn't we focus on the most joyful part of life?
Because there's a case to investigate. People are quitting the band.
I'm not surprised. You can't hear yourself think over the screeching and braying.
It's not the music. There seems to be a smell on the stage they can't get rid of.
This sounds like a sanitation problem, not a detective problem.
Mrs. Plum has already cleaned the stage from top to bottom. Everybody else has given up, so it's up to us.
I don't see how we're going to do that.
You'll see. The band is just finished up. Sam, don't mention that we're detectives. My plan is to go undercover.
Sure, Chief.
That's all for today, everyone. Please take your instruments home. Use a metronome when you practice. I'll see you on Thursday.
Hello, Mrs. Paradiddle.
Yes.
My name is Quentin. Quentin Manning. This is my assistant, Sam Turnquist.
Assistant.
He means friend. We're undercover.
We wanted to ask you about playing in the band.
We did?
We did.
I mean, we did.
What are your instruments?
I don't really...
We don't think it's important what we play. We really just want to learn, and wherever you think we'd fit best would be great.
Well, I don't usually let people start in band without any experience. But we do have some rather large holes in the instrumentation, and if you're willing to work...
Oh, we are. We're both quick studies, and we love music.
Really? What kind of music do you like, Sam?
I don't...
Sam loves... march music.
I do?
He does.
You do?
I do.
Okay then, but it'll just be a trial period. I've had to suspend 2 of my students recently for their behavior. One played percussion, and the other was my only sousaphone player. So if one of you wants to play sousaphone, it would be great. It's the backbone of the band.
I'll play sousaphone.
Great!
What's a sousaphone?
That instrument over there.
It's humongous.
And Quentin, you would play the cymbals.
Oh, I love cymbal music.
Wonderful. We have a big concert in front of the whole school next Friday. And the truth is, we've had a number of people quit lately.
Does it have something to do with... smells?
I'd rather not talk about it.
I think I smell something now. It smells gross, like sour milk.
Okay, it's set. Next rehearsal is on Thursday. I'm gonna give you some music to take home.
I don't know how to...
Thank you. We love reading music.
Great. Quentin, you can take home the cymbals to practice, and Sam, since I can't give you the sousaphone because of its size, I'm just gonna give you this mouthpiece to practice on. Make a buzzing sound with your lips. Try it. Beautiful. See you 2 on Thursday at lunchtime.
Lunchtime?
Goodbye, Mrs. Paradiddle.
Mrs. P is fine.
Well, that went great.
We're going to miss lunch. How is that great? And there is a smell. It's gross. It smells like sour milk, maybe buttermilk? My grandmother uses buttermilk for her pancakes, and it eventually leads to deliciousness. But don't breathe
too. And it'll be fun to play music.
Did Deke Benchley ever investigate bad smells?
Sam, this is our job. If we can find and stop the smell, people will thank us.
Will there be a reward?
Not more than people thanking us.
Wait, we could reward ourselves. We can use the ReadyMark gift card. I happen to have it in my pocket.
We'll see.
I hate when you say that.
Practicing at home was a slight challenge. My mother continued to tune up her power tools. And my father continued to experiment with computer hardware and the electrical system of the house. Dad,
The lights are really dim. I can't read my music.
Right all. I'll just shift the circuits to the alternative power source.
No, Dad!
Well, that seems to have fried everything, but you can play in the dark.
Nevertheless, I practiced until I had my part down. In fact, I began to love all the different sounds the cymbals could make. On Thursday, at our first rehearsal, Sam and I learned a lot. Coincidentally, the sousaphone was placed right next to the cymbals.
Ahem! Let's start with a concert B-flat scale, whole notes. Percussion, lay out for this. Hold it! Just a minute! Cymbals. I told percussion to lay out. That means don't play.
Oh, right. Lay out.
Sousaphone, better tone, please. More breath support from your belly, not your throat. Let's try it again!
Sam, I told you to practice. We can't be undercover agents if you don't practice.
I'm blowing as hard as I can.
1, 2, 3, 4! Look into it, please. Let's go on to the first piece, Waltz of the Winds.
Ugh, gross. I'm gonna lose my lunch, and I haven't even eaten it yet.
Sam, pay attention.
To what?
Keep your eyes open. Someone's doing something to make the smell. Look around.
I can't. The smell is so bad, I have to close my eyes.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Somehow, the band made it through practice, but there was a price paid for the smell of music.
All right, band! We'll see you next Monday.
Miss P, I quit.
Darcy! No. Darcy, we need you on oboe!
I can't. The smell is too much.
Me too, Miss P. Maybe when the smell goes away.
I'm going to the nurse.
Please, kids, don't desert me!
Don't worry, Mrs. Paradiddle. Sam and I won't desert you.
We won't?
We won't.
We won't.
Thank you, boys. Quentin, you need to watch the note values and the rests on the last piece you're supposed to play on the offbeat.
Of course. The offbeat.
And Sam, you really have to work on your breath support. Take that mouthpiece with you and practice every chance you get. That's better already!
Let's go, Sam. That's enough of that. Sam, I mean it!
Okay, but if I'm blowing, I'm not smelling.
Well, you certainly need to practice, but... Sam, look!
What?
Sitting on the edge of the stage, it's the Burmick twins wearing their Lodestar 514 sneakers.
They're always there. That's where you sit if you do something the lunchroom monitor doesn't like.
This is a coincidence, and I don't believe in coincidences.
That makes no sense. To call something a coincidence and then say you don't believe in them?
Let's go have a little talk.
Oh no, don't talk to them. This never works out.
Hello there, Timmy and Jimmy.
Heya.
Heya.
I couldn't help noticing you sitting here all period.
Yeah, we're sitting here.
Because we're supposed to sit here.
Because of the ketchup.
The ketchup.
You're sitting here because of the ketchup?
Yeah, the ketchup. We used all of it.
All the ketchup.
A whole gallon.
On our french fries.
So that's why we're sitting here.
And we're listening to you on the cymbals.
And the sousaphone.
Which sounds horrible.
By the way.
I wonder why it sounds horrible.
Me too.
I could play better than that.
I know you could.
There's the bell.
We can go.
So, see you later.
Good luck on the sousaphone.
That wasn't very nice what they said about my playing.
The Burmicks are impolite.
Well, at least it wasn't them making the smell. From where I was, they didn't smell so bad.
No, they didn't. I'd like to take a closer look at the stage after school.
I don't see the point in that. You said Mrs. Plum already cleaned the stage really well.
Mrs. Plum is not a detective.
What about my after-school snack?
Sam, the fate of the Marlowe Middle School band depends on us. We have to help others.
This helping others thing is very inconvenient.
You'll thank me later. And by the way, if you don't practice, we'll get kicked out of the band.
Chief, you made a lot of mistakes today, too.
I was busy with surveillance.
You should pay attention to Mrs. P. She's the conductor.
I'll see you here after school. That afternoon, we made a very interesting discovery.
Okay, I'm looking around, Chief. I'm not seeing anything.
Stand here for a moment and use your olfactory powers of observation.
What?
Olfactory. It means your sense of smell. Take a smell.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why don't you just say that? My grandmother says—
Keep your grandmother out of this. See if you can tell the direction the smell is coming from. It's definitely here.
I know it's here. That's why I'm trying not to breathe.
But you have to breathe if you're going to smell. Try to deaden all your other senses and find where the smell is coming from. It's a technique Deke Benchley used in the case of the missing manatee. He found where it was being hidden by standing still and smelling the brine of the ocean on the manatee's skin.
Quentin, I have a question. Is Deke Benchley real?
What?
Is he a real person? Isn't he fiction, just in a book?
What does that have to do with it?
Because I was thinking, a lot of the things you say about him are just something someone made up. He's not a real person. So maybe standing still and smelling doesn't really work. It's just something the author made up.
Sam, I can assure you that the methods Deke Benchley uses are common ones employed by the best detectives. Rip Sturgeon is a stickler for truth and accuracy.
By the way, have you heard from him? I know you've been writing to him. Has he ever written you back?
Sam, that's enough. I'm trying to solve an important case, and you're asking questions about fiction. The smell is real. Now, just stand here in the middle of the stage, close your eyes, try to close your mouth, and open your nostril.
I don't smell anything.
Shh. Smell.
I kinda smell it. Definitely sour milk.
Can I ask what you guys are doing?
Hi, Sydney. We're breathing in.
Shh!
And smelling the horrible smell. It's an old detective trick.
Ugh, I can smell it without closing my eyes.
Like sour milk, right?
Yes.
Or maybe a 2-week-old yogurt.
I'm gonna leave these garbage cans here. My mom asked me to move them off the cafeteria floor while she waxes it. By the way, my mom couldn't find where the smell was coming from.
I respect your mother, but she's not a detective.
Right. I forgot who I was talking to. I'll see you guys later.
Do you want to help us? You could close your eyes and smell with us.
Sam!
No thanks. See ya.
I wonder if we can localize the smell.
Localize the smell?
Yes. It seems to be coming from over here.
Over where? I have my eyes closed.
Wander around and smell.
Okay. But it's kind of dangerous to wander around, just using your nose. I'm afraid of— Holy camembert! It's the smell! It's even stronger! Over here!
You're right!
The garbage cans!
Stick your head in one to be sure.
No!
We've solved the mystery!
Maybe a sheep's milk? With notes of licorice and Laffy Taffy.
All we have to do is take the garbage cans out and the smell will be gone.
But wait, Chief, wasn't the smell here when the garbage cans weren't?
It's probably residual odor. The smell lingers. The cans are left here every day.
But I thought you just put them there because they were going to wax the floor.
Sam, this is the exact smell. So if we remove the garbage cans, the case will be solved.
Okay. Let's just tell Mrs. Plum so she knows.
There's no need to do that. We'll just take the cans out and bring them in early tomorrow after they've aired out.
There's a lot of them. Where are we going to put them?
We'll just put them by the dumpster, No one will miss them.
Are you sure?
Of course. This way we'll surprise everyone. The band will be able to rehearse smell-free, and the concert will be a success. And then, the reward.
The reward? The Ready Mark gift card?
I was thinking. You know how the band sells chocolate bars to raise money for equipment?
Yeah, I love those, but they're expensive. $3 a piece.
Well, don't you think Mrs. Paradiddle will probably reward us with a half dozen each?
Really?
Why not?
Why not? Okay, I can stand the smell. I won't even close my eyes.
It took a while. There were 5 garbage cans on the stage, and then we noticed 5 more in the hall. We left them by the dumpster and went home, thinking the problem was solved. But a slight error was made. But that's all in the next episode. Until then, this is yours truly, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, signing off.